Worcester. Scott, if you could tell us about that.
So again, we have an appeal. On August the 14th, 2023, the Taney County Planning Commission did not approve conditional use permit number CUP 2023-012 requested by James Worcester seeking approval for a retreat center with 25 nightly rental lodging units located at 221 Fairview Church Road, Ruger. The proposed parcel is 86 acres in size, with Fairview Church Road, a platted road, dividing the 86-acre parcel. Property is served by private well for water and an on-site septic system for wastewater. The Planning Commission's reason for not approving the application was based on the following. One, the retreat center and nightly rentals would be a substantial adverse impact regarding the comfort of the surrounding residents. And two, the proposed use was not compatible with any adjacent uses as it would have external impacts with the area. So again, this is the same standard nightly rental staff recommendations that presented for nightly rentals, except for the addition of one where the Planning Commission's non-approval of the conditional use permit, CUP 2312, decision shall be reversed and the following requirements shall apply. Zoomed way out. This is off of 160 in the eastern part of the county. Here's our zoning layer. The white is A1, the blue is RR1, and the hatched green is National Forest. So this is what was presented to the Planning Commission. Fairview Church Road, right down here in the left-hand corner, is US 160. Fairview Church Road goes across the screen. There's a pictometry view of just the parcel. It's on the north side. This road going across here that you see is Fairview Church. And with that, I would turn it over to the applicant.
Good evening, gentlemen. My name is James Worcester, and I live on this property at 221 Fairview Church Road. The property in consideration, it is divided right now by that Fairview Church Road, County Road there. I'm only speaking for the left side of it. So all the right side, it's still kept where we have cattle and still leaving it as is, and we don't plan to expand any of this over that road. So to start, first off, just I wanted to identify that, and then we can go to slide A on there. As I speak, I'm speaking on behalf of myself and my family, who my mother could not be here tonight due to surgery, but she is going to be operating this business with me. A, please.
Yep, sorry.
No problem. This is just kind of to take you on a quick tour real quick of kind of what we're looking at, so topography, landscape, all that. When you're looking out from Fairview Church Road, this is looking eastward onto 160, and I own two hills down, so I'm able to put an alert or a sign there to make sure there's good enough stoppage time this way. If you go to the next slide, you're going to see your view from the west side. It looks a little cut off, but the road really doesn't patch down, and actually one switchback around, you're able to see the entrance side, as well as my land extends over there, so I'm still able to put an alert or just something about the turn coming up. On to the next slide. This is what you're looking at as you're coming from 160, turning on to Fairview Church Road. It is 40 feet wide, well-maintained, and prevents no restriction of access for cars, trailers, any type of vehicle, or even emergency vehicles. As you go down this road, you're only going to go 600 to 650 feet, and you're met with my entrance right here. I've expanded it just over 50 feet because I want to make sure that no one's going to ever spend any time on that county road. You're never sitting there idle wondering what's next. You're right onto the road, no matter what your vehicle is, no matter what you're coming in, and you're right onto our property. If you go down that road, keep going, it goes 0.8 miles until you hit the edge of ours, which you can see back on the very far right. That group of trees is the Starling National Forest there. This is just the entrance right here, where as you go up, you can go on to the next slide there. This is what I currently have working on. I have my RV up there where I'm living, and then a box trailer behind me where I use for storage and my workshop and stuff like that. Just between the two is a little white building. That's my pump house where I have my private well. And then you can see the two electric poles I have currently. If you go on to the next site, you weren't even able to see this yurt that's on the right, which is directly across from that, or if you want to even go back to that previous photo, it's hidden by the slope of the land. And so you can go back to it now. Thank you, Scott. This shows kind of the pump house where you saw it, and this is by only this is where I'm wanting to start my nightly rentals, but I have a yurt out here currently that I'm working on, and my plan is for in between these two, being on the very top of the mountain, is where I'm going to build a family commons building, where it will have two apartments for guests and family and potential workers. It will have a kitchen to where I can serve out whatever I need to there. It will have covered awning and some inside space for common and gathering. And then it will also have two full public bathrooms for any units as I start that won't be wet. And then it will also have a laundry room to make sure I can address and be my own housekeeping. On to the next one. I want to just show you this yurt. So this is looking at the backside, and as I'm building the deck right now, it's kind of like the view you get, kind of the separation, and this allows you to see the topography of how hidden it is. As you go to the next picture, this is the view straight from the front, looking at the back. So your back is secluded. You do have nice trees that really kind of just allow you to have your own space back there. Everything to the left of it will always be mine and up the hill, and I'll be homesteading that region. And then if you go to the next picture, I wanted to be able to show you kind of a rough look, but this is what I'm presenting. It's not a tent by any means. It's not just a random structure we put out there. This is to be first class, and we want it to be known that this is the finish we're desiring. It's not anything run down, and we makeshift everyone to be its unique and own personal design. So on to the next one. This is the spot for my second yurt. It's just about, I want to say 150, 200 feet away from this other one, just kind of as you bend around that that hill. This is the one that governs my best spot. That's just to give you another outlook of where I'm looking to intend another one. On to the next. This is where you can see it from the road. So as you take Fairview Church down almost to the end, that's about half a mile from my entrance, you can see this for about 100 feet, give or take, with trees. This is the only view you have of these structures from Fairview Church Road. And if I can point out, this is your yurt, your second yurt, and this is your third yurt. These will be connected from the pump house that's up here, where I have worked with Melissa Betts as my soil inspector, and John Suti, which he is the one who recommended me the third yurt spot. I was just pulling my water down to these two yurts, and he basically told me I'd be dumb not to add another one because it made sense with the way it flowed and everything. Melissa is fine with the way my soil looks, as well as John pertained, where we don't run into any problems in septic. And after these yurts, the building, and myself, I'm still available for 1,600 gallons a day. And that is if I have a whole 60 people on site. So this is the north kind of location. This shows the differential right now from Fairview Church Road, looking on to where the forest is on your right. And so you kind of get a look of even the slope on that side, how much you can hide on that back. So the next picture is if you were to continue down that, and this is an open space where I kind of, you can see where we still cut hay, and that will be kept like that. Where we didn't, and the tall grass kind of starts out before the trees, is a kind of another ideal spot that we've looked at for privacy and stuff to be able to host a more of a family, not multiple renters on that backside, because that's the only one that I cannot view from where I live. Everyone else, I'm able to see everything else that's going on. On to the next one. We can go next again. Thank you. This just kind of looks back from the north side looking south, just giving you another run of the topography and how it slopes to the road, where everything I'm putting is going to be on that right side and hidden from the road, as well as in lower elevation, so the sound isn't traveling out to any of the residents or any of the community members. This is my most southwest point. Most of the members that may be in opposition today and that were in the last meeting, they live on this road right here called Frank Ray Road. Now, as you can see, the southwest corner of my property is right here, intertwined, where I'm certainly a distance from this road. Part of the decision was made at the last meeting with the understanding that they were right across the street from me, and that our roads, they were just going to cross the roads and come over, and that I was going to disturb the peace of these residents. From what you can see, it's certainly not the most appealing look, with a lot of abandoned cars and such, as well as they just now paved their road, so it is a little better for them, and they've cleaned it up a tad, but I can assure you no one is ever going to have any reason to cross 160, let alone go over to Frank Ray Road as a guest of mine. On to the next. This is my entire west boundary, just to give a good look from that southwest corner looking in to really see the division of what's behind me, and then what I kind of have and all my forest that gets right back up to that. This is owned by the Bradens, and they strip it for hay and keep it. It looks beautiful every year they do and every few cuts. And as you zoom in, one more on the next picture, you can clearly see that I have about a 15-foot gap on that side and that barbed wire that runs straight, that it's a clear definition that that's not my land. You know, and where the marker lies. This is if you, you're on the very west side of my kind of, basically, you're just looking from my southwest point down, so this is the clothesline, and I just wanted to show the slope of this where this is only about 200 feet away from that line, and you already cannot see Frank Ray Road. So nobody from Frank Ray Road will ever notice an impact, and they will never even see or notice a guest on any of my land. They'll never know if someone came onto my land or not. They'll never notice or hear them, as well as they're that high elevation, where as long as I put everyone below, that sound's not going to travel the same way. And to my next, this is from what we call a Chad house, but it's kind of an old property that's abandoned right there of just a marker location. So my entrance is right at the bottom left right now, looking towards the road. And so even just from your entrance alone, you've already gone down an incline of about 50 feet at least, where you really provide a sense of security and privacy for yourself. This is just an outlook of kind of a couple pointers of what I took you through, where these, the yellow dots were your electric poles. Where I will be adding, before the end of this month, there will be one more here and one more here for the building and for yurts. And the purple right there is where my septic systems will lie. So I have one current tank here, and then I'll have one system running where a tank holds the building and makes sure nothing keeps getting clogged up, and then it'll continue down and feed into this final septic tank. And on to the next one. I guess you can show that. These red dots I put up were just, I showed you this site here,
This is another two sites right here that you were unable to see, and that takes going down into this pocket of just potential sites of group retreats or just people to